And 6:44, 7:30.
Thank you.
What's the, is this a cost, I'm assuming?
This is a cost. They were reassessed.
Right.
Can't do an income evaluation because they're not renting. They own the building. They're trying to compare themselves. Quite frankly, going across the state, they're going to every county and asking for breaks. This is a whole campaign across the whole state. I've heard from others. They are showing themselves at they're $56.75 a square foot, and then they show everything below them, but they don't show the fact that Menards is at $61.57. Menards is 10 years newer than theirs, so there's a difference why they're down. But our numbers are the cost basis. So,
what's the difference in square footage between Menards and here? I mean, ish. I mean, what's...
Are you just talking about the square, the value per square foot?
No, just, well, I mean, there is, I mean, Menards is very, I mean, Menards is quite a bit, and this one is
Menards,
quite a bit less. They're similar businesses. I understand the comparable.
Is that it?
Yeah, right there.
What is it?
They're adjusted for Menards is $204,147. And Home Depot is $116,827.
Thank you. So Home Depot's $116,000?
Yes.
And 847, and then Menards is $204,000.
$147,000.
Do we also have an appeal on Lowe's here later? Or have we already done Lowe's?
Yeah, we have Lowe's. Right here. Lowe's is
do they have an appeal?
$145,194 adjusted area.
Do you want the paperwork on Lowe's, Susan?
Menards is built in 2016. Home Depot is 2006, and Lowe's is 2001. Price per square foot for Menards is $61.57 a square foot. Home Depot is $56.75. And Lowe's is $28.58.
And is those just based on the age?
Lowe's, for some reason, was given a D- for its class, and the others are Ds.
Yeah.
Is that like a grading scale, like
yes.
School?
D, yeah. D is average.
Oh, okay. Well, I would have done really good in school. I mean, I was above average. I mean, Cs. Okay, so D's average. So this got a D minus?
No, this one has a D. The other two are D minus.
Okay.
Okay.
And how much acreage are we sitting on?
This is Lowe's. Home Depot.
Three.
Menards.
146.
And you have to think Menards and Lowe's are in the same area. Home Depot is in the middle of town, Branson.
Did we, I mean, Home Depot's been before us before. Did we?
No, this is improvement. This is
did we approve or did we? Send
Kenny,
to the State Tax Commission.
Kenny wants to say something to you.
Yes, sir.
Too.
Yes, sir.
This parcel here we're looking at is improvements only, no land. The land is a separate parcel.
On Home Depot?
Home Depot, yeah.
So, okay.
It's kind of like what you were looking at earlier on the shops out there by Walmart. They have land at one parcel number, and the improvements are on another.
Okay. On this parcel here in 2020, Mr. Reynolds made motion set value of BOE 2017-38, which is what its number was then to $4,644,733. Mr. Akers seconded motion.
Yeah.
Motion passed 3-0.
It's got sales comps.
Okay, so that was a few years back. 2020. That would have been before 2020.
Yeah, McDowell wasn't here. Dow was not here in 2020.
So, okay, and did we, can I see the valuation list of what it was? Well, it appears that if I had made that to make it $4,464,000, it would have been the same as what it was the year prior. So, I think... That was 2017?
That you made that motion.
Oh, okay. So it was $5,100,000 and whatever, and it went to $4,600,000 and something. So the jump on this, because it was BOE, carried for a few cycles there, and then...
We reassessed it.
You reassessed it. Okay.
What did they value it at, or what did they say?
So they're asking for $5,610,000, and do we have a file on that?
Yes.
What their basis is, or you can scroll through. Okay, that's based off of a
15 pages.
Have you seen this? Have you done run any numbers on this one, or what they're doing, or is this just cost, or what are they doing?
No, well,
they're doing an income approach. You're trying to. Because they've got a cost approach there, which they're trying to claim is what? 6809.
Thank you.
Their cost approach is about the same, then, right? Or no? Yeah, it says.
You just have to make sure there's no taxes, depreciation, or interest in there.
It says before depreciation is 6809 is what they're claiming, and then they take it out and say it's 5 what?
Right.
5610. Okay.
So their top number before depreciation is 6, which is what we've got them at, isn't it? 6?
Yeah, they all have 6,891,293.
They've got the Marshall and Swift valuation, they say.
So that number was just total improvement value before depreciation. What's that number? 6 what?
6.8.
6.805? 809. And we have them at?
6.891.
Well, we're almost right on top of it.
But after you take out depreciation, and after they take it out, they say it's 5610.
We can't. We have to exempt it.
Yeah.
Assessors have to exempt taxes, depreciation, and interest. That's not part of your structure value. That's completely different.
So they got 6809.
And we have 6891.
Don't you get a discount for age of the property sometimes? Age of the property?
Well, that was taken into account when we sent somebody out to reassess. That goes into our depreciation when we got to that 6,891.
I'm going to give them a phone call because I just read Donna's letter to them stating that we would be giving them a phone call.
Have you seen this? This is theirs.
Do we have a copy here?
This is Blake Maitland.
Blake, this is Jeff Reynolds from the Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay time?
Yeah, Jeff. How you doing? I've been waiting on the call.
You've been waiting on the call. Gotcha. Well, we've been looking at your appeal here, and I'm here with David Akers and Greg Baker in the assessor's office. So, just kind of went through the history of it, of what we'd had, and you know what you sent us. So is, you know, we're looking at the financial of what you gave us. And
the assessor Susan had reached out to me, I guess, yesterday.
Okay.
And was asking if I had the 3 years of income information. I don't have that. That property, actually, there is a lease on the land. There's two accounts.
Right.
I don't think I even appealed the second account, the account that has the land. So if I were to go through this with you here in a minute, just bear that in mind. We've got a secondary account.
Sure.
But the improvement account is owned by Home Depot. So on these owner-occupied properties, they don't maintain any kind of income and expense information in the traditional sense like you would see for an income-producing property. Having said that, I did try to find out what their actual expenses were, but my contact at Home Depot was kind of indisposed yesterday. He never gets back to me, so I don't have that for you guys. But it would, you know, it would just be basically a list of expenses in the course of a year. So I'm not sure. I'm not really sure how much use it would be to you if you had it. But I'll just leave it at that. Do you want me to get into the case itself, or I'll let you lead this?
Yeah, so, I mean, basically, we're looking at this. You received a little bit of a jump. I mean, you received a jump. It was reassessed. It had a BOE number of $4,644,000 for, it looks like about 4 to 5 years. And then it got jumped this year because it was reassessed. And so, at any rate, I have your total improvement value before depreciation, $6,809,000. And is it my understanding that, Susan, that you don't factor depreciation? Is that?
No, because that's part of, in our honeycut, that's there. But on income, I have to exempt it completely. But here you can see on Marshall and Swift, they put them at a C, and we've also devalued them to get our numbers, and we're at a D. So they gave it a higher class than we did. But we're still coming up with the same numbers.
Before depreciation. So the number before depreciation would be the same, Blake.
Hers is 6809 or something.
Versus 6891.
Well, pretty close.
Pretty close, yeah.
Is there a different assessment for the land?
Yeah. Yes, there is.
And that's a separate parcel.
Yeah, if you were to look at my cost, I think you guys are probably looking at the cost workup.
Yes.
The estimated land value is down there. It's about the third line from the very bottom. That's where I come back and I add that land value back in after the depreciated replacement cost is calculated. And so that land value is thrown in there just to give you sort of what the total value of the overall property would be. But again, since that is separately assessed, we're looking at really that depreciated replacement cost of $4,425,850, or fairly close to what the value had been in recent years. It's nearly the same as what it had been, as our requested value. I don't know if y'all noticed that I did do an income approach, but it's a hypothetical income based upon a projected rental rate of $6 and 10% vacancy. It's kind of very simple. So basically, it's just something to kind of check and see if the cost approach is somewhat appropriate, and in this case, it appears that it was. And again, if you took that $5,660,000, which is a rounded number off the income approach, and you take away the $1,185,704 for the land, you get back again to $4,474,296, which is it's kind of back in that same ballpark of where that value had been in recent years. One more thing that I would point you to, and I don't know if this made it into the packet today because I didn't send it till this morning, so it's a chance y'all.